नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
In case you missed it, BJP's Jammu and Kashmir in charge Ram Madhav on Wednesday blamed the breakup of the party's alliance with the People's Democratic Party on the soft approach of the Mehbooba Mufti government over violence in the valley. In an interview to CNN News 18, hours after the imposition of governor's rule in Jammu and Kashmir, Madhav said the death of Mehbooba's father and then Chief Minister Mufti Muhammad Saeed in January 2016 was the first blow to the alliance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's estranged wife Jasota Ben on Wednesday expressed her shock over Madhya Pradesh Governor Anandi Ben Patel's statement in a leading Gujarati daily that Modi was unmarried. Reading out a statement in a video shot from her brother Ashok Modi's mobile phone, Jasota Ben said that she considered Modi to be Ram for her and was very surprised at the minister's comment. A policeman was killed and two others were injured as militants fired upon a police vehicle near Galandhar on Jammu-Srinagar National Highway on Wednesday. Police said the militants fired upon a police vehicle of IRP 17 Battalion at Galandhar, Pampore, when it was moving through the area. After completing nearly 4 years as the chief economic advisor, Arvind Subramaniam called it quits months before his term was to end. He will be returning to the US citing very compelling reasons. No last date has been fixed for his departure yet. He said he would be remitting office within the next 2 months. Subramaniam, who is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics, was preceded by Raghuram Rajan. He was appointed as CEA in October 2014 for a 3-year term when Rajan became now former chief of RBI. He received an extension last year even though his official contract was till May 2019. Speaking fondly about his tenure, Subramaniam called it the best job he had ever done, not without controversies sometimes. He added that he will go back with the best memories and that he will always be committed to serving the country at all times in the future. An interfaith couple who had applied for their passports in Lucknow were allegedly humiliated and shamed by a passport officer before he rejected their application. The couple later tweeted their ordeal to Union Minister Sushma Swaraj and the Prime Minister's office and sought their intervention. Radhika Vimula, the mother of University of Hyderabad research scholar Rohit Vimula, whose suicide in 2016 had sparked a major political row, denied she was given money to target the BJP over her son's death. The clarification came after controversy following Union Railway Minister Piyush Goyal's accusation against the opposition of exploiting the tragedy for political gains. The Bengal unit of BJP seems to be developing cracks in its ranks after party leader Chandrakumar Bose raised questions of the functioning of the state leadership and asked why the state president should not be an elected one instead of the current selection process. Bengaluru residents may soon have to give up their dream of buying a new car if they don't have a parking space for it. Transport Minister D.C. Tamanna on Wednesday said that such a proposal is being mulled over to tackle the notorious traffic problem in the Karnataka capital. Cristiano Ronaldo powered home a fourth-minute header to give Portugal a 1-0 victory over Morocco that took them to the top of Ground B on Wednesday. The North African side became the first to be eliminated from the tournament. A small clip of television anchor Rachel Maddow breaking down on air has gone viral. The MSNBC host was reading out news about the Trump administration operating tender-age shelters for migrant babies and toddlers. The video follows massive outrage that broke out in the US after a leaked audio clipping revealed voices of screaming children who were separated from their immigrant parents and stored away in detention centers as part of Trump's zero-tolerance immigration policy. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal may have ended his sit-in at Lieutenant Governor General Anil Baijal's house, but the protest has left the Aam Aadmi Party chief unwell. According to sources, Kejriwal had higher blood sugar levels than normal, which forced him to rest on his first day back from the sit-in. Sources said that he is likely to return to work on Thursday. That's all for today. Have a very nice day.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.